AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Minnesota, a 5-year-old boy arriving home from preschool on Tuesday was taken by federal agents along with his father to a detention facility in Texas. Vice President J.D. Vance met with Minneapolis leaders yesterday and defended the ICE agents who detained the boy.
The father ran. So the story is that ICE detained a 5-year-old. Well, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to let a 5-year-old child freeze to death? Are they not supposed to arrest an illegal alien in the United States of America?
Officials at the boy's school say he was used as bait to catch the father, who has applied for asylum. Meanwhile, a group of labor unions, progressive organizations, and clergy has been urging people in Minnesota to stay away from work, school, and stores today to protest against immigration enforcement in the state. The Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have seen daily protests since Renee Good was fatally shot by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer during an operation earlier this month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the future of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region will be a key focus as negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. meet in Abu Dhabi today. The talks come hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the settlement in Ukraine with President Trump's envoys in Moscow overnight. To reach a deal, the Kremlin is insisting that Kyiv must withdraw its troops from the areas in the east that Russia illegally annexed but never fully captured. The U.S. has finalized its withdrawal from the World Health Organization 1 year after Trump announced the U.S. was ending its 78-year-old commitment. Wall Street pointed toward small losses as markets near the end of a tumultuous week. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Aaliyah Chavez scored 15 of her 26 points in overtime, and number 16 Oklahoma upset number 2 South Carolina 94-82. NBA, Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey combined for 68 points to help the 76ers overcome Kevin Durant's 36 in a 128-122 OT win over the Rockets. Top seeds Carlos Alcaraz and Aryna Sabalenka advanced at the Australian Open. In golf, top-ranked Scottie Scheffler fired a season opening 9-under-63 at the American Express. NFL, the Ravens hired Jesse Minter as coach. Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Drake May, Christian McCaffrey, and Matthew Stafford are the MVP finalists. MLB, the Mets acquired All-Star ace Freddy Peralta, and the Rangers landed All-Star starter Mackenzie Gore. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.